This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Found a statistical number for the amount of money that people spend on dating. But go ahead, Katie, tell everybody what the number is.
Okay, the average American spends $120,000 in dating.
In their life.
In their life.
$120,000. Text in to 916-909-1065 if that number shocks you or if that number is very, very understandable to you. Because Kevin and I, when she said that to us, we were like, yeah.
That's insane.
Think about all the stuff that's happened even after you and I have gotten married that now costs more money. Like dating apps and how many premiums and golds and platinum subscriptions to dating apps do people have
now? Okay, but how long do people generally date for?
Depends how good they are at it, I guess. Kevin's single.
It takes a while to find someone.
Maybe I just wasn't going on the right kind of dates, but what are people doing on dates that could possibly cost so much money?
Well, you gotta pay for dinner.
Okay.
You gotta pay for drinks. Gotta pay for transportation to the date.
You can't just drive your car?
What if you're drinking?
Okay.
Grooming.
Yeah, haircut, shaving.
Okay, you're not getting a haircut every time.
For a date? You have to look fresh.
You gotta look fresh, and you gotta look fresh all the time if you're single, because you never know.
$60 every 2 weeks.
That's too much.
Okay, how much does your haircut?
$40.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
I mean, but it's 40. How often?
Every 2 weeks you're supposed to keep yourself.
Now, see, but it's people like him, though.
They're throwing off the average.
Yeah, people that spend too much and also are single too long, dating too long.
How much money do we think Kevin is spending on dates per month?
Good question. Should I check my bank statement?
I would
say. No, you could just average it for us.
Let's see. I would say like $250. Is that a lot?
Oh, please.
$150 for dinner.
Per month.
Oh, per month.
Yeah.
Oh, probably like $500.
Kevin,
get out of here.
Why?
You're an insane person.
I like to wine and dine a lady.
In most months, the answer is zero.
Why?
Because
I don't know what I do.
You don't date anybody.
Yes, I do, bitch.
Okay, you're saying that he's somebody that might be bringing the average down.
I'm just saying it just can't be possible.
Somebody texted in to 916-909-1065. I'm only 28 years old. And I've probably spent more than that on dating already. I wish we knew if you were a guy or a girl. Because obviously it seems like a no-brainer that guys are the ones spending more money on dates.
I mean, yes, but women have to put more
time and money into
their appearance and stuff.
I feel like men think about dating all the time, and women don't. Especially like...
Really?
I feel like millennial women don't. I think there's been a shift as to this, you gotta find a man, to you gotta have a career. And I think women are more focused on their careers now, which is great. than they are in like the constant searching for a man. So like they don't have, oh, the person texted and said, I'm a guy. So I don't think that they have this.
Is the problem me?
Maybe you're just, you were a cheap date.
Oh.
You also didn't date.
I didn't date.
For very long.
No.
So I think, yeah, I think a lot of people are probably saying like, yeah, $120,000 over the course of a lifetime. But like, and also think about how many times you may or may not be single in your lifetime. You might be single more than once. You know, you were poor Lauren Boebert. She's out there trying to make it work again. You think of those tickets to Beetlejuice were cheap and the marijuana that may or may not have been in that vape pen was cheap? And you think the drinks that got her into that dress somehow were cheap? No, that all costs money. All right, and then think about your silver years. My grandfather was a widower twice. So he had to get back out there and he's spending money. Now, granted, when he went to the nursing home,
right,
it was a lot easier. He could just slide a couple doors down and get caught in bed with a girl down there.
Which
facts happened many times. That's a cheap date. What's he going to say? I'd like to buy you the same Jell-O at the mess hall that we all go to. No.
Got you some Paula Dan.
But I'm just saying, like, you're going to find yourself single more than once in your life, probably. It all adds
probably.
Up. It all, probably.
Don't say that, Gavin.
You and your husband
were. We're going to die together hand in hand on the Titanic.
It's absolutely true. Yes. And you will not give him the door that you're floating on. No way.
He wouldn't ask for it.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.